This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
I have a very thick skin. No, say if you don't have it,
if you don't have it,
develop it. No, you need to tell that person, develop it. Okay, this is where I'm going. Now, Jesus said to this woman, I wasn't sent to you. I wasn't sent to you. Imagine your husband is making money and you say, oh, out of your salary, give me this money for the kids and for me to buy food. And your husband said, this money that is with me is not for you. Then who is it for? No, you can just tell me, who is that money for? Even if he said it's for his mother. Ah. No matter who you're going to say the money is for, you know it's fight and battle. But this woman actually said something. This woman knew that why would somebody, listen to me, this is where I'm going to. Why would someone that's supposed to help me, someone that's supposed to bless me, someone that's supposed to help my child, why would he be saying to me, I wasn't sent to you. I've tried this, I've tried that. Then the woman know that something must be wrong somewhere. Have you pray and pray? Listen to me, church. Have you pray and you didn't receive your answer? Have you paused and said, what could be wrong? Most of the time, listen to me, church. We look at where the problem is coming from. We say, enemy is holding my prayer. If I ask you to start to pray right now, any power that is blocking your blessing, I know people will be raining Holy Ghost fire. But my fear is that the Holy Ghost fire is coming upon you. Because there is no enemy anywhere that is blocking your prayer. There is nobody. Your mother-in-law haven't got time for you. I'm going to say that again. Yes. Your mother-in-law hasn't got time for you. People around you hasn't got time for you. They don't want to block your blessing because they themselves, they are busy by themselves. They want blessing and breakthrough as well. You've got to pause and say, God, why is it that my prayer has not been answered? What am I doing wrong? Then that woman paused and said, there's something wrong somewhere. Something must not be right somewhere. There is something that I'm not doing. There is something this man is expecting me to do. What is it that God is expecting you to do? What is it that God has been asking you to do and you have not been doing? What is it that they've said to you you should do? They keep telling me something that God will say to him, tell this person, go and do this thing for 3 months. If you do it, this is what is going to happen. But some people, they will do it for 1 week, they will do it for 2 weeks, and they will give up. Let me say this to you. If God send you an errand, whether you are dying or you are lying, whether you are crawling or you are doing anything, you've got to make sure. I'm going to say that again. You've got to make sure. Whatever God is asking you to do, you've got to make sure. I say make sure that you do it. Regardless nothing. There is no excuse for you not to do what God asks you to do. Why will that happen? Because if God sent you an errand, he has given you everything that you're going to need in that errand. If he gives you the vision, he has given you the vision. If he makes you to be pregnant with twins, he will give you the strength to deliver that baby. If he gives you anything, he will give you the power and the anointing to carry out that assignment that he has given unto you. That is why they call it about Romanese Fayati, where I come from. He will send you an errand and he will back you up. He will support you. He will be your backbone. He will stand with you. He will empower you. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you. He will lift you up. He will carry you on your hand so that you will not dash your foot against any stone. Thousands will start to fall by your side because God has not sent them. A million will fall by your left hand, but he will uphold you. You will stand firm because it is the one that sent you. If God send you, nobody can pull you down. Come on, give God a praise in the house. Sit down, let me say this to you. What is it that God is asking you to do and you are not even doing? What is God asking you to do that you cannot even do? Who is God asking you to help that you cannot even help? Sweep in the house of God. Why is it that you can't do it? Be in the choir. Why is it that you can't do it? Pray. Why is it that you can't pray? Pay your tithe. Why is it that you find it difficult to pay your tithe? cry. Whatever God is asking you to do, you've got to do. I'm telling you a fact right now. Let me go, because I've really run out of time. The Bible said to me, the woman, no, something is not right. He said, I will not give up on God. I've tried the world. I've tried everything. But this is where Elder coming. And the Bible said to me in verse 25, the woman now said, I'm going to pause. If my bills did not attract this man, if my residential permit deportation letter did not move God's hand, if my crying did not move God's hand, if my bills does not move God's hand, if my landlord letter of evacuation they have does not move God, I'm going to try something else before God. If Psalm 35 does not move God, I'm going to do something else for God. I don't know what you have been doing. You've got to change it. Stop your neighbor and say, change something. Come on, change something. Come on, change something. You've got to change. If your Sunday services alone does not touch God, you've got to change. If the key that you are using on your keyboard is not moving the hand of God, you've got to give him another key. If your song is down, you've got to raise the volume of your song and raise it up and say, I've got to do something different for God. Then the woman said, I've already cried. I call him son of David. He wasn't doing anything. I said this and that, and he's looking at my daughter, and my daughter that is lying on the floor is not moving God. What can I do? The Bible said he turned to his Bible. What did he do? Read verse 25 for me. Read verse 25 for
then
me.
Then she came and worshipped him, saying,
yes,
Lord, help me.
What did she do?
Lord, help
me. No. Go back.
She worshipped him.
Go back. Let me hear it.
She worshipped him.
Come on, go back. Let me hear it. Come on, rewind the Bible and let me hear what it said. Come on, rewind it back and let me hear what she did.
Worshipped him.
What did the woman did right now?
Worshipped him.
Now, pause. Sit down. How many of you that will worship somebody that in that circumstance, someone that heard you, someone that did not answer you a word, someone that ignored you, someone that did not even say anything, someone that a disciple actually said, shake this woman out. How many of you that will say, I want to worship at that type of a moment? We only worship people that worship us. Everyone needs people to honor them.
Yes.
But where you are not being honored, how many of you will honor in that place? But that is what that woman did. She was not honored. She was not recognized. She was not lifted up. She was put down. She was being called fool. She was even being called something else. But the woman did something. She worshiped. Yes. Come on. Said it's not about my feeling. I know I might feel angry within me, but that will not solve my problem. I know I might be upset, but that will not solve my problem. She knew something about this situation. She just chose that my emotion or the salvation of my daughter, my feelings or the salvation of my daughter. Then she just said, it's about the salvation of my daughter. Then the woman, the Bible said to me, she recognized that something is wrong. Then she learned that I cannot enter his gate with my need but praise. She opened her Bible. She flipped through her Bible. She saw Psalm 100. She remembered that I cannot enter the presence of God by just complaining and saying, oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy on me. My daughter is dying. Oh, she just realized that I cannot see the eyes of God without praising him. She just realized that I cannot come to God with my problem, and all what I want is my problem being solved. She just realized that I cannot be blessed without me blessing first. And that is what we said on Friday. I'm going to say that again. Listen to me. Look at me properly. Go to different churches. Have different pastors. Have people that are praying for you, that are interceding for you, and seeking the face of God for you. Let me tell you the fact and the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Let me tell you the truth now. It's not a foul. The truth, because I know the truth will set you free. The truth is about this. You cannot be blessed unless you are a blessing.
That's right.
Don't say to me, I haven't got what to give. God has given you what to give. You cannot be blessed unless you are a blessing. There is something in your life that can be a blessing to other people. There is something that you have that you have to forget about yourself. If that is what you want to use for yourself, I'm telling you that God is looking for people that the only thing they have is this bowl of rice in their fridge. That is the last bowl of rice. And they will just remember somebody that is hungry, and they will say, I would rather stay not eating, and I will give this bowl of rice away. Those are the type of people that God can bless. Not those people that someone else's child will be crying, and they will say, even in our house there is no rice. Even we, as I'm standing here, I don't need someone with, I need 2 pounds to Canningtown. And you just say, as I'm standing here, there is no 2 pounds. And you even say, God knows there is no 2 pounds. It's true that they didn't have 2 pounds, but they have 20 pound notes. But the way they're going to say it to you, that even God knows. I know God knows you didn't have 2 pounds and even 5 pounds. They won't say it up to 20 pounds. As I'm standing here, God knows I didn't have 20 pounds. They will even mention 20 p. So you go, so this one is even poorer than me. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said to me that this woman actually flipped to her Bible. She went to the book of Psalm 22. She realized that God does not inhabit in the prayer request. God does not see in complaining. God does not see in the people that are saying, I need this, I need that, I need that. God inhabit. God inhabit in the praise of his people.
That's right.
If you are a complainer, God does not answer people that complain. I see some people, let me tell you a fact. Let me tell you the truth, Jade. I see some people, they never have anything positive to say. Nothing positive about their children. Nothing positive about their husband. Nothing positive about their wife. Nothing positive about their church. Nothing positive about Pastor Blessing. Nothing positive about their pastor. Even the choir, as they sing that perfect song today, they will say, I know they sing, but... But God does not inhabit, God does not dwell with people that haven't got praise in their mouth. Not only praising God, but we've got to learn to praise people that are around us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Then the Bible says that she knew that there was no relationship with him. Now she knows that I've forgotten that this guy loves praise and worship. She went to the kitchen. She cooked wonderful meal. She scribbled a note of request. She put it aside. She made nice dinner before and put the main course. And she put afters with it. Nice napkin and towel. She put on that clothes that she was wearing before. She unloosed it. She took the clothes off. She took all the clothes off completely. The garment of mourning. Garment of complaining. Garment of problem. The cap that she had before, she took it off. She changed it. She said, I have the clothes somewhere. The garment of praise.
Oh yeah.
She put it on, she tied it together. She took that shoe that the slippers off. She put on nice shoe. A shoe of dance. Shoe of praise and worship. Shoes that glorify God. Shoes that show forth the glory of God. How many of you that walk and dress as if you are dead? How many of you that walk, if you see them, you dress with your situation? You, when your circumstance is telling you, I don't feel like dressing today, that is when I go and get a nice clothes. I will tell my circumstances, you can't tell me the clothes to wear.
That's right.
You know, your circumstances just say, how many of you have been there? Now, let me tell you, because I've been there, that I just open my wardrobe, I can see different type of clothes. Today, I just don't feel like dressing well. I will see this, I said, no, this is too good. I said, But I've got to a point whereby, when I see that this, when the spirit said this is too good, I said, that one that is too good is the one that I'm wearing. This woman put on the cloth, the garment of praise and worship. She washed. As she worshiped the Lord, as she exalted the Lord, he said, there is no one like you. Oh, I don't know, that is what your name is being called before. You are Jehovah the Shalom. You are the El Shaddai God. You are the King of Kings. You are the one that make way where there is no way. Oh, I didn't know you are the one that they call Jehovah Rapha, the great healer, that will heal and will not take. Valor. I worship you. The Lily of Valor, the Omnipotent God, the Lion, the Tribe of Judah. There is no one like you. I magnify you. Why am I magnifying you? Because there is nothing that you cannot do. I elevate your name.
The Bible says she worshiped. There was connection. Heavens open. The King of Kings spoke.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because she worshiped. The King of Kings opened his mouth.
Hallelujah.
And he said something. Let me preach as if I'm not your pastor. Let me preach as if I'm an invited guest for your conference. Some people think that you can be blessed under a pastor that you didn't have connection with. Some of you think that you can be blessed and you can receive the blessing in the house whereby you don't even know how the mortgage is being paid. How the bills is being transformed. How things are going on. That is the reason why you are not receiving blessing. You are not connected to the house. You are not connected to your pastor. Some of you think if you didn't honor her, you can be blessed under her. I'm not talking to you like your pastor now. I'm talking to you as if you invited me. To let you know the fact. Some of you believe that if you see your pastor as a mate, you will be blessed. You are kidding yourself.
That's right.
If you honor her or him with your elder, you will see the blessing of God upon your life. Not about the age. I know you are older than me because I'm 40 minus 20. I know you are. But let me say this to you. It's not about age. But there must be a connection. The woman did not wait for Christ to speak before she started to speak to Christ. You don't wait for your pastor to call you before you call your pastor. You don't wait for your pastor to bless you before you bless your pastor. You don't wait for them to say hello before you say hello. I didn't hear somebody say something now. Praise the name of God.
Hallelujah.
The woman threw herself down with humility. You cannot stand tall and receive from God. You cannot until you reference yourself. You reference the anointing that is in the house. You reference people around you. Not only your pastor. Because she's an usher. Because those people are an usher. Because Brother George stand at the door. Does not mean you cannot reference them. I didn't hear somebody say something now. Because they open the door. Doesn't mean when you walk in, you go like that. When they open the door for you, you as well say, God bless you, sir. Thank you. When the ushers carry your bag or your baby, when you look back at them, just say, oh, thank you, auntie. God bless you. Honor and you will be honored.
That's right.
Bless and you will be blessed. Stand on your feet. Let's pray. Thank you. Stand on your feet. Let's pray. There is more to that scripture, but I realize I've really, really run out of time a lot. The woman worshiped, but still she hasn't. Jesus said something to her. But later, Jesus said, what type of faith is that? Then Jesus answered her and said, oh, woman, great is your faith. How many of you stand on your feet and look at me? That people that are supposed to help you, because of the fact that you are too big, you are too tall, you cannot be insulted, you've missed your blessing. Because the man that was asking you out is not as tall as you. You know how we go, women. Who to who? When did that start? What rubbish and nonsense. You that is it not that the security man I saw at Canning Town there? He actually, you of all people, and your blessing is in the hand of that person. Your joy is in the hand of that person. I wanted to ask the Lord, wherever that I myself I chase people that matters to my destiny, I've chased them away. Father, today, bring them back to me. People that are supposed to help you. People that are supposed to be a blessing. Father, Lord God, bring them back to me. Pray. I want you to pray for the spirit of thick skin. The spirit that will take anything for Christ. I want you to come against the spirit that cannot be talked to. You cannot correct me. You cannot say this to me. What an insult. That is the way we go about it. No, I cannot be ridiculed. No, I want you to talk to God. Give me that type of a spirit that woman had. Unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. Father, give unto me. Give unto me. I wanted to start to give God the praise that you can give to him now. Bless the Lord. I want to pray for some people. I don't know, but that's what the Spirit of the Lord said to me. Now, you know, you've ridiculed a person. You've walked away because somebody said something to you. And that person have your blessing. You know that you are not meant to do that. Now, let me rephrase it. That you take something to extreme because someone said something. And you are so mad and so upset. And you are so upset. And you even said, no, I'm not going to talk to you forever. It's not me and you anymore. And you know right now you are convinced within your spirit that you are not meant to do that. That you should have thick skin. Come out and ask the Lord to forgive you. And I ask Elder to pray for you. If you have done that, thank you. God bless you as you come. You know that there's some things that you've got so mad. Maybe a man of God, a woman of God, that you yourself, you just ridicule that person, you just walk away. God bless you as you come. It's about what you need now. It's not about your feelings. Maybe you've put your feelings behind or forward before that you reacted somehow. You didn't react like that woman. Let me rephrase it, that you're supposed to be like that woman, but you didn't do it. Come out here, ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. The Bible said that woman said, Jesus, help me. Come out, God bless you. How many times have you said, what an insult? But you sit down later, you think about it, that is not an insult. You should have taken it. Let me tell this to you, some of you. You've got to take some insult for you to be blessed.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.